Bob Perot with you here, lanarkleadstoday.ca, of course, MyFM, WOW FM, and we are so pleased to be taking part once again in the annual Perth Polar Bear Plunge on January 1st at the Legion in Perth. And it's going to be very exciting. We've got the one and only Dave Lavery, the founder of the Perth Polar Bear Plunge, joining us today. Hello, Dave. How are you today?
Hey Bob, how are you doing? It's great to see you virtually again.
Yeah, it is indeed. So you're coming to us from Dubai?
I am here in Dubai. It's 8 p.m. over here, and the weather is getting better, and we're so excited to get back to you folks
Yeah, and
next month.
we're very excited to have you back, of course. We won't go into detail, but of course you missed last year because of terrible circumstances, but you're back better than ever and ready to make an even bigger splash than before.
Yeah, I mean, last year I was reflecting on that, and I don't mind reflecting now because I think the story's out there, and I have done so much on the recovery path, and I've had great people assisting me. This time last year, unfortunately, I was taken away, and I would be on day 9, in fact, sleeping on a cell floor, away from my family and everybody else. And why it's really important. I was just looking at our website and I could see one of the posters they had for me last year. I wasn't there. And it was I love this poster. Wish you were here. And then one of the guys in the rock bottom part of it said, still living, just not able to make it this year. I love that. I saw it, and I had good friends coming in, and a lot of people were there supporting, and obviously the family couldn't say too much for many reasons, more for the safety and security of me getting out without compromising the negotiation and the good work that the Canadian government, my son, my family, and the Qatari governments were doing.
Yeah, indeed. And it says on top of that poster, Dave Lavery, Chief Polar Bear. And you were missed last year. There was a bow tie present, and we felt your presence, though we missed you dearly. But this year, things are on track. It's a big year, and this year's honoree is one that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 244, they're the home of the Perth Polar Bear Plunge. They have been right from conception, right there supporting us right on the Mighty Tay. And they've been there, when we approached them in 93 and I became a member of that branch, all of the Legion, all of the presidents and everybody just put so much energy. They made it home for us. And I'm so glad this year's recipient is again, this is their second time, but it's a meaningful one because it's their 100th anniversary and coming up. And what better way of celebrating it? Ivan, the president, and his team, they're working hard, getting things going. There's been a couple little glitches, but nothing to, put anything off. We have the pledge forms, we have the access point and site for people that can go online to make the donations, and it's moving forward. It's so much energy and so much excitement. I'm getting calls and messages from people around the world. I've got friends coming in from Germany, flying all the way in from Germany to jump with us. I've got special friends from the US, and then Junpeng, myself, flying in from Dubai. So we got people from all over the world literally coming in. And then obviously a lot of the friends and folks from Perth and surrounding areas, from Ottawa and Kingston and Toronto and further. So it has all the making to be another big event. But regardless of the size and how much money is raised, it's just the fact that the community of Perth is doing what they do best. They're going to stand behind a great recipient, which the Royal Canadian Legion is. The Legion is a pillar of our community. They offer so much. There's so many programs that are going in there. You just don't have to be a military person or a police officer to be joining the Legion. We look for everybody who wants to come out and support and become a member. What better way of supporting the Legion and the community? Become a member. It's great.
Yeah, it is. And on Remembrance Day, we had clips from you from another interview that we did a little while ago talking about becoming a member of the Legion and how you said when you were in town, almost every time you drive by the Legion, there's something going on. That is that hub, that pillar of the community, because it's hosting other events as well. The Perth Polar Bear Plunge is a great example of that because pretty much every square inch of that building is used over the course of the day. Whether it be the breakfast, upstairs for people to quickly get changed after they dive or jump in the water. And then, of course, the lounge is just a great gathering place before the jumpers head out. It is a great facility. They do great work. This year's Remembrance Day ceremony was incredible. So, yeah, supporting the Legion is a no-brainer. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, 100%. So, those folks that just need a quick refresher, it's going to kick off on the 1st of January, 2026. It always first kicks off on the first day of the year. So we're very fortunate. We've got that first event for the year. So what better way to come on out? The doors are open at 8 a.m. and you can come on in. Those that are jumping, you'll get a breakfast included. Those that aren't, just pay the $15 to support, or even throw in some more money to help out what's going on. And it's a lovely breakfast. It always is. Breakfast from 8 to 9:30, and then there will be a mandatory safety brief by me this year. 9:45, it's mandatory and it's sharp. It's right in the big auditorium area, and we'll get that out of the way. But if people want to know what that safety briefing is beforehand, just go online, go on to the Perth Polar Bear Plunge, .com, and right in the middle of the page, you can see it. You can click on it, the safety briefing, the timing event. It'll give you all of that. And for those people that are just going to come in, walk in off the street, it's a $50 entry fee. If you want, or if you are sponsoring somebody and you have pledge forms, obviously you're going to come on in, get a breakfast and all that kind of stuff. If you want to be part of a team, you just go onto the website and you'll be able to donate, and it will give you options right there to become a team member or an individual. You can sponsor somebody or just go solo, whatever it is. It's just a great cause, and there's so many ways to have a good time when you're at the Legion on the 1st of January.
Yeah, and I'm honored again to be emceeing, which
Oh,
I'm very much looking forward to. So I'll be right up there with you when you're doing that safety briefing. And then, of course, calling all the jumpers as they go in, which is always fun. And, last year I said, well, last year I did not jump because I jumped with you. So, and then I said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do it again. And then you asked me if I was going to do it. And I had this out of body experience saying, yes. So yeah, I'm gonna jump
I'm
again
gonna
with
do
you. Yeah, we're gonna jump at the
Certainly.
end, I do believe, and
Yep.
that'll be a lot of fun. But this year, when you kick it off with your first jump, tell us about who's gonna be with you.
Well, it's a special year for me. It's got a lot of reason why I am so excited to be back here to support our community event, support our recipient, the Legion. But my love, my wife, my rock, my superstar, my everything who's been around me, supporting me. She hates the cold and she's not a great swimmer and none of that, but she made a promise and a pact, when I get out, she's going to do the event. And so she's right there. In fact, she's out swimming when we go to the pool. She's learning to swim and she can swim. She's learning how to jump on in and do everything. And we're going to be doing the cold baths together to prep her for it. This is going to be special. And she's my little dragon. So it's the little dragon and the polar bear. We're team little dragon and the polar bear. So if you want to pledge for us or the little dragon, go for it. But all the funds anyway are going to be going into a great cause, the Legion. Come on out and cheer us on, because she'll be jumping in with me at the beginning with the recipients, the Royal Canadian Legion. Hopefully Ivan is going to be fit and ready and eager, as I know he is. So we'll kick it off, and then I usually finish off at the end. And this year I can't jump with everybody that wants to come on in. So I'll do the front end, and I'll do the last end with a few people, special friends like you. It means a lot. Bob, having you by my side and having you up on the banks emceeing everything. It's just tradition and it's just a family event, but it's Perth, you know. You think about it, Perth offers so much to our people. And this event, no matter how silly it might have sounded over the years, you know, this is our 32nd event. And we started low. We only raised, what, $400 for the first one for Crime Stoppers. And now we're at $510 and change, you know, over those years. And hopefully we can bring in a pretty good penny this year for the Legion.
$510,000, not
Yeah.
$510.
Yeah, 510K, I
There
should have
you
said. You're
go.
exactly
Nope,
right.
no
Half a
problem.
million.
And the other thing too is it's not just for the jumpers. Every year, there is a crowd that gathers. They're on the bridge.
That's
They're on the
right.
banks. They're across. People who live across from the Legion, across the river, they're out watching it too. Like it's such a fun event. It's a lot of fun to just be there with the community as we ring in the new year.
Oh, Bob, you see it. You can, it's like you can smell it, you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it. The vibe is there. That morning we're out there early prepping the ice and getting everything ready, and then you just see the people starting to trickle in and line the banks, the bridges, the areas in front of us. And that's half of it. The people just love supporting a good cause and perhaps watching a lot of silly people jumping into the cold ice also does it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, January 1st. If you would like to sign up for it or donate, just go to perthpolarbearplunge.com. All the instructions are there. And yeah, it's just going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it. We're so happy to have you back, Dave.
Well, I'm so happy to be back because, you know, it's been a long journey. I was looking so forward to coming back for the last one. And then unfortunate events take place, you know, such as life, especially in the business I do. And I understand the risk. I inherited that. And unfortunately, things happen. But we take all of that negative stuff and we try to package it up into a positive. You know, I'm still struggling what that positive was, but I had great help along the way, Bob. I think I told shared that with you before. You know, the Veterans Transition Network, they've just been phenomenal helping me, you know, with processing all of this, guiding me, giving me some great counseling, etc. And then our hometown, you know, a lovely lady, she's an angel, Dr. Manuela, and the Project Trauma Support, and what they have done for me and the sessions. You know, I've done with them. Project Trauma Support, without a doubt. I've seen many people and I've seen a lot of unfortunate events and people struggling. We know what they can do. It's world class. It's world class treatment. It's world class facility. And it's in our backyard in Perth. We just need to get back on track and support them as best we can. And I thank them so much for giving me the energy and seeing the light, from the end of the tunnel. And I'm going to take their acronym, HOPE, you know, hang on, pain ends. And it certainly does with those people. They're the ones who charge them up, give me energy with VTN to be able to stand in front of you or talk without not being confused and worried about what happened. I put that aside, you know, and, you know, as I said before, we have a great grandson who I'm going to be seeing next month, Braden. Unfortunately, he is not able to come into Perth and do the jump. He's just a little too early, but I'll be seeing him next month. Junping and I are so excited to see that. So we have a lot of positive energy, and we know Perth is the place to be because it just gives you that warmth. It's a family warmth, and I missed it when I was away, and I'm looking forward to getting into that refreshing Tay River.
Excellent. Well, as am I. Alfred von Mirbach and the crew is working hard to get it all together. It is supported by first responders. This is the safest jump that anyone will ever take, that is for sure. Dave, looking forward to it. Anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I mean, there's so many people behind this, but Alfred, as everybody knows, Alfred back in Perth, He is phenomenal. He's the main man. He's making things. But this, don't forget, we had legacy people such as Stan Munro and Jeanette Bucher and all them to make this foundation where we are today. So I have to hats off and call out to these people. You're still in my heart, guys. Stan and Jeanette, I miss you guys. And Alfred, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Ivan and team, you get at it. You're going to have a really great year. You got so much support behind you. And I look forward to seeing you guys.
The chief polar bear himself, Dave Lavery, joining us here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Always a pleasure, my friend. I will see you in a few short weeks.
Take care, Bob. Looking forward to it.